instrumentation.
I pushed it.
On your agenda, Fogler is spelled wrong.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's F-O-G-L-E-R.
Please blame me for that.
It's the hardest name for people to spell. And I don't know if anybody saw the newspaper article.
Three different ways it was spelled.
Oh, my goodness. Uncle Raymond probably was turning over in his grave. Anyway, I just thought I'd pass that on.
That's my type.
I also wanted to start out by saying that I am not an official by birth blood Fogler. I came into the Fogler family when I was 11 years old in 1965, when my mother married Eugene Fogler, who is that picture right there. They married, and Eugene Fogler had no children, so he became my father, literally. I mean, he's not my blood father, but he was my dad. He was my father. And so I became incorporated, along with my sister, into the Fogler family. I mean, lock, stock, and barrel, because he was very much into genealogy and very much into the cemeteries and anything about the Foglers. He was very, very interested in everything that had to do with that. And Uncle Raymond showed up the very first time, I think probably the same day that we showed up at the cottage on McGunnycook Lake. I'll pass that around. It's a little bit changed now, but when we arrived there in 1965 on my parents' honeymoon, I got to go. And it was my first time in Maine and my first time seeing this cottage, and I now live there. And it was just a wonderful experience for me. I was 11 years old. So the very same day, Uncle Raymond Fogler pulled up in his Cadillac and took us all out to dinner. And he did that every single week. Suit and tie, Cadillac, pulled up, blew the horn, and we all went running, and we all went out to dinner to all different places all around Lincolnville, Camden, Rockport, wherever. We even go up as far as Belfast sometimes. He would take us. And then in the summers, also when we came up in the summer, we would go up to the farm where Raymond Fogler lived with, well, with the original dairy farm up there where he lived in the summers only. He lived in Hastings-on-Hudson in the winter. So we'd go up there for reunions and just go up and visit. And the family reunion is there this summer. They've had it there the past 2 years at the Fogler Farm in Exeter. So that'll be I think it's the fourth Saturday of August. So we will all gather there again.
And where was this? The fourth?
Exeter, Maine, yeah. Fogler Farm. It's called Sunnyvale Farm. John Fogler, one of Raymond's 11 children, still living, and he owns the farm now, or the dairy portion of it. But we went, and Uncle Raymond was still milking cows by hand.
The man who showed up in the Cadillac with his
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. He started.
Just checking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. He wore a suit every day of his life up until the last day of his life, because the last day of his life, he got up to go to church, put his suit on, went to go out, and decided that for the first time in his life, he didn't feel well enough to go to church, so he went back and went to bed and passed away in bed.
At
104.
Yeah. Like Abner Denton.
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
Like Abner Denton.
Like our other famous person.
Yeah.
Exeter, Maine is near what?
It's near Bangor. It's probably about 20 minutes
west.
Yeah, I would say west. Corinth,
Corinna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that area up 220. I think it's 220. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just have one question. In the 70s, I think Arnold was the late 60s or 70s, my father used to go to the Pace and Fogler reunion, mm-hmm. but I swear he said it was over in Union somewhere, but could have been somewhere else. Did you ever know of any? If There's a Pace and Fogler reunion. It used to go.
Fogler, yeah.
It was like August, I thought.
Yeah, every August. We've had it at the Sennebec campground up in, well, that's Union, isn't it? Is that Union or?
Union or Appleton.
We had it at Sennebec for a long time. We had it at Beaver Lodge.
Oh, okay.
And then every once in a while, we'd have it up in Exeter. We'd, okay, like, interchange, go back and forth.
I always remember, you know, as a kid, you don't think of those things. But yeah. I always used to go, and it was always the Pace and Fogler, and it was somewhere around here.
Yeah, well, Sennebec, Beaver Lodge. Beaver Lodge would be closer than, well, I guess it's probably six of one and half a dozen of the other. But, yeah, both of those places. They had their 100th family reunion at Sennebec. They held that there. I'm trying to think what the date of that would have been.
But now they don't have them here. They have it up at...
They were holding them. They had it at Payson Park there off of 90, off of 90. Yes, in Warren. They held it there a few years. And then the Paysons have kind of taken over because the Foglers are dying off. Mm-hmm. And the Paysons are, you know, taking... Because Foglers and Paysons kind of intermarried. So they've kind of taken the bull by the horns, and it's pretty. There's more Paysons than Foglers that show up. But last year they decided to go ahead and revisit the farm and go back up to the farm. And so this year it'll be the same. We'll go up there again. But all the information, I tried to get information so that I could bring here a lot of the information about the Foglers, things that I've given to Ruth Fogler Golf, who was Raymond's daughter. She passed away last year, and all the stuff I gave her and anything that I'd taken to the reunions over the years is now at the Fogler Library. So I only made 6 copies of this, but anybody who's interested in this, you can visit the Fogler Library if you're up there. You can also look on the websites, and you can get all information about genealogy, anything about the Foglers that you want to know. It would be on these websites. So anything at all. I mean, everything is up there. I thought, like, I took a bunch of stuff up there years ago, like degrees that belong to William Fogler, which is Raymond's brother. They're, like, huge, you know, and I don't, you know, I just rolled them up and took them up and put them in the archives up there because I don't have room for them, so. I also came across this book because the Foglers originally were Vogler, German, when they came here from Germany. Settled here, they were Vogler. The name was changed.
But never Folger.
F-O-L-G-E-R? No.
No typo.
No.
Folger's the name of the Shakespeare Library in D.C.
Okay.
Yeah, there is a Folger's Coffee. I get blamed for that all the time. So I would like to donate this book here, if you would like to have it here. It does, I'm trying to think what this earmark is. It must be something. Oh, it's a picture of Raymond and Mabel Fogler, so I'll pass that around. But that can stay here. And it was funny when Bill and I were talking. Must have brought this up here, or gave it to somebody, because I was looking for this. I've been looking for it for a couple of weeks at my house, and it's here. So anyways, my father was very instrumental in putting this together, Eugene.
Super.
So this belongs here as well. So that can stay, obviously. And I brought a bunch of pictures, which I see around. I do know who everybody is, so I don't know if you want me to label them.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
We can do that afterwards,
yes.
I guess.
Yes.
I can tell you
that
who everybody is. And
yes.
If you have, I don't know if you have them all here.
I
or
do.
The whole bag. Okay.
I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's all that I have for pictures. I don't think there's anything mm-hmm. else. That book... I just came across and I'm like, oh, I need to take this. I also brought some old pictures of Raymond and Ruth and Maymay Fogler. And I can't think of her real name. But she was
Mary.
Would it have been Mary?
That's what.
She lived in West Rockport.
West Rockport.
I knew her. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I did.
Okay. She also has a stained glass window in the church right there, the back. Church, right there in West Rockport.
Mm-hmm.
There's a window in her
channel.
Memory. Yeah. Well, no, it's a real church. I mean, a regular church.
Yeah. On Park Street.
Yes.
But it has a new auditorium. Are you talking about the old auditorium?
The old. I think it's in the old part.
Yeah. There's no stained glass.
Well, whatever type of, well, maybe some type of colored glass, but her name is theirs in memory.
Yeah, I think that is Neil.
That's your father's sister?
That's my father's aunt. It's Raymond's sister.
It's Raymond's sister, not William's sister.
No, yes, and William. William, Raymond,
oh, okay.
And
that's
Mary.
The same generation. So William is your grandfather.
William is my grandfather.
And you're the ninth generation since the Fogler's came to Waldoboro.
Probably.
Yeah.
If you would consider me that, even though I'm only stuck in there by marriage, but I know more about the Foglers than I do my own family. Because it's just been ingrained. I've jumped over many tombstones with my father. So, and this I can leave here. So I'm not going to leave these pictures, but this is a celebration about Raymond's. So I'll pass that around. Mm-hmm. And these are pictures of one of the reunions with Raymond and his daughter Ruth. And my father is standing up, who's in that picture right there, standing up in the blue.
Should we pass the picture around as well? Should we put our gloves on?
You can handle it that way.
Too late.
Yeah. Non-picture side.
So the man standing in the blue, this is his high school picture. And then this is also Raymond probably a couple years before he died. Well, let me think. Yeah, just probably a couple years before he died. Because even my father here, I think Eugene was in his Alzheimer's stage when we took him to this. This is probably his last reunion. In fact, it was. That was 99, it says on there, and he died in 2000. And just some other... just all reunion pictures. And then I have pictures here, a couple pictures here of Maymay Fogler. This is a little heavier to pass around, but it's right here. I only have two. But she was well known for her raspberries and blueberries, I remember, on that farm.
Had a parrot. She had a parrot.
Oh, wow. Now that I didn't know. Wow.
My mother always delivered milk and butter and all. And I went in and put it in the refrigerator.
Oh,
and the
okay.
The parrot would say, "Go on."
Oh, wow! Isn't that interesting?
Go on.
And you know, she lived. Did you know where she lived?
Oh yeah. Well, I know. Yeah, mm-hmm. And the place now. I mean, the original house is still there, but then they've built. Mm-hmm. It's the house in West Rockport where you, as soon as you turn onto 17 going west towards Augusta, now it's like a mill. I think a wood mill,
that's
and it's everything
house.
Is blue.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a huge piece of property.
A huge barn behind it.
Yes, and the barn and the mill is down, goes down, sort of drops down off the road.
Yeah.
They put a big addition on the house. The original house is just the typical Maine style.
Yeah, it's a big federal house.
That's where she lived.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
never
know,
married?
Did you know where the Fogler house is?
Yes, on Fogler Road in Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's where
the Willises live there now.
No. Fred Monroe.
Oh, well, he's related to a Willis, though, I think, or something. I think his wife is a Willis. No? Mm-hmm. Weren't the Willises living there, though?
Yes.
Okay, so now, so they sold it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fred Monroe and Jean Rowland.
Fogler Road is then in South Oak.
Across from the store.
It's one of the ones down that way.
And
you
can
see
it. Fogler and Hart's Mill. This is the one that doesn't fall over the stream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't know names. I know where you're talking about.
Yeah, you go down and take the first left. And they're on the left.
Yeah, it's a big, big farmhouse on the left. And I think, I'm not really sure, but I think Raymond and William and Maymay were born there.
I'm pretty sure.
We'll
find that. Yes, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that is right.
Yeah.
So if anybody has any questions.
It's a massive house.
It is. Yes.
I'm confused about the president of Monkey Wards. I grew up calling it that in my family.
Yeah.
How does that person, and the Secretary of the Navy, or...
That was Raymond. That was his business. He was a businessman.
The gentleman who ended up as a dairy farmer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I didn't get.
Yes.
Okay.
The
one who took you out to
Took us out to dinner every week.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Now, he had somebody else run the farm, I guess, year-round, but in the summers, he spent his summers up in, on the farm. How he did the business part and all of that, you know, I don't, that part I don't know. I don't know about. But I've been to his house in Hastings. He had a beautiful home in Hastings on the Hudson.
And you are originally from
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
My father used to tell me the whole stories of how, was it the guy at the Saturday Evening Post, started the Saturday Evening Post,
Cyrus
way back. Yeah, that he used to get a lot of the Philadelphia people to come up here. Mm-hmm. That was just a story from the old timers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he did.
I think there was truth to it.
But who got the...
Cyrus Curtis.
Cyrus,
the guy who started the Saturday Evening
Post
here in Cameron, he brought a lot of Philadelphia people.
He brought my great uncle's boss up, Mr. Strawbridge, from Strawbridge Enclosure.
Oh, yeah. Well,
for heaven's sake. He was...
Oh, there it is, yeah.
The high school where I went was, part of it was, the library was built by Curtis Money.
Wow.
Curtis Money. Back in the 30s, I think it was.
So William A. was your grandfather.
That's my grandfather. That's Eugene's father.
Right. And he had two wives. And you would...
Myrtle Sentman, the one hanging on the wall here.
Yeah.
That was his, that's my father's mother.
I see.
And then she passed away at a very young age. I think my father had just graduated high school or was about to.
So your father was his eldest child by birth?
Only. Mm-hmm. The only child, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and the other, then he married...
He married Diana Wall.
They weren't his kids, they were her kids. And he, so he didn't have kids by Diana Wall.
William?
Yeah. Diana Wall has had kids by a previous marriage.
Just one daughter.
Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
So
Diana Wall Pitts, and she lived in Rockport. They had a house in Rockport where they lived year round, right on Pascal, Russell Avenue. Russell Avenue.
So your father was
Eugene,
the blonde one.
Of course, I remember that my dad got a University of Maine announcement that was taking place.
Yeah.
So the one, the Fogler who moved to Hope was the fourth.
I read the biography quickly.
Hans Georg moved to Waldeboro. They were in Waldeboro for 28 years. Philip Christopher was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then at that point, most of the kids went to North Carolina and became Moravians.
Yes.
Yeah. And... they had been Lutheran, but the Moravians were the sort of industrially inclined Lutherans. Those of you from Pennsylvania should know about that.
Mm.
Conrad Weiser and all that, if you learn that in Pennsylvania history.
I think there's a lot of that in that book. Yeah.
And John Fogler and Henry Fogler, the fourth generation, was the one who moved to South Hope. And then it was his son, John Fogler, who... married Mary Payson, and that's how the Paysons and the Foglers come together.
Oh, wow, that's way back then. That's
yeah,
that's like way, way back. I was thinking it was more a more recent
generation. So.
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking it was a more recent.
And there are more of these around South Oak than you might suspect. They were, they're obviously, they were marrying Crabtrees and.
Well, the Spears of Rockport also are, well, they're related. Diana Wall, who married William Fogler, second marriage. Her sister was Edith Wall, who married True Spear. True Spear and, not Edith, did I say Edith? I meant Ethel. Ethel Wall. And Ethel and True Spear, their daughter Thalis, married Harry Goodridge, who had the Andre the Seal.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
You got it down.
Hmm?
You got it down.
I have it down. I always said I was Andre's cousin. That it was my stepfather's stepmother's sister's son's seal. So therefore, it's my cousin.
Did you see Andre?
Remember Andre?
Oh, yeah.
So should you run for office, if you could get your relatives to vote for you, you'd be in.
I think so. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure I got this straight, but maybe with that book.
Well, and then the Ingrahams also came into this.
And the Andrewses.
Andrews, yes.
In Rockport.
Yes, yes.
The west part of Rockport.
And Sides, also, S-I-D-E-S, Sides, okay. Is another one in Rockville. Mm-hmm. Virginia Sides. I'm not sure where she fits in, but she fits in there somewhere.
Rockville from Thomaston.
Rockville, yeah.
You just named all the names that I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Well, Ingraham, Mark Ingraham, mm-hmm. Mark and Maynard, Maynard's still living, Mark and Maynard Ingraham, their mother was Edna Wall, so it was Edna Wall, Ethel Wall, and Diana Wall. And they were the three sisters. And Edna married an Ingraham, hence Mark and Maynard and Joyce?
Now, Ingraham's also had that little restaurant.
Yes, Ingraham's on Richards Hill.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so that house is still owned by the Ingrahams, by the grandson, by the son of Mark. Matthew, still, well, it's in bankruptcy. Or whatever, it's, you know, falling through the cracks. So the Ingrahams are involved, and the Spears are involved, and but mostly it's Paysons and Foglers. I mean, they're the two main ones. But when I went to reunions, True and Ethel used to always come, and Mark Ingraham, the Ingrahams used to always come, mm-hmm. way back when I was a little girl.
Through the... their whole mess of Paysons in the Portland area. Do they come to these things?
Yeah, I don't know. No. I'm not sure. There may be some thread there.
I've never been able to establish that thread.
I mean, they used to come from all over. I'm almost thinking now it's more people that, because it's a very small group now, so I think they're fairly local. I mean, within a close radius. But Ben Fogler used to come from California to the reunions up at the farm.
Now, your grandfather, when he wrote those three type script pages, said that there was, had been fairly recent contacts with the Foglers in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And actually, there should be more of them, because in that one family, all but one of the kids went to North Carolina and became Moravians, and just one stayed up here.
Yeah.
I guess in West Rockport.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my father had a lot of information. Well, that might even be in here, too, about the Moravians. He really was into that. And I think he even went to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And there were people, some of the Foglers would come up from North Carolina to the reunions, but that was way, like, maybe like the 100th reunion that we had. And that
you
was,
were up to what now?
I'm trying to think how old I was then.
Oh.
I'm thinking it was 75 was the 100th.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of sticking out in my mind right now.
From your child, right?
Yeah.
Has it been going on for...
40 years, so maybe the 140 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
Give or take a few.
Why did they go to North Carolina? Farming? Was it to get better? More
that's a good question.
What we do know about the Moravians is that they were a little bit like the Shakers. They were into... these industrial religious societies. Hope, New Jersey was a Moravian settlement. Most of the Moravian settlements are in Pennsylvania. And Salem was a Moravian settlement. Mm-hmm. It was all Moravian. You know, it was a religious community. And maybe they were part of the founders. Why the heck they went from Waldoboro to Salem, North Carolina, I don't know. Maybe...
what part of North Carolina do they go to, do you know?
Salem.
Western?
Where is Salem, anyhow? I don't know. I'm kind of vague on North Carolina geography.
Yeah, I've never heard of Salem.
It's got to be in the Piedmont, though.
This one you have clipped here, the page I've clipped, has a note that Hans-Georg Vogler was the only mission established by the Moravian Church in northern New England. It was erected in 1762, and Georg Sola was the pastor from 1758 to 1770. And the next lot north had the Lutheran Church on it. This was down in Waldeboro, this meticulous.
Well, we've visited. There's Vogler's in that cemetery at the old German church there in Waldeboro.
Oh.
Actually, the Vogler.
1770 is the date your grandfather gives for when they left Waldeboro. All of them went to North Carolina except the one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And now we had another program on the Voglers this year in the Hope Historical Society. And that was on Martha Leach.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Martha Vogler Leach, whose husband died in the Civil War at the Battle of the Wilderness. And the lady in charge of the Lincolnville Historical Society has discovered all this correspondence between her and a lady from Lincolnville.
Oh, wow.
It appears that they were Universalists. People in Hope at that time either were fairly conservative theologically, in which case they were, was it Baptist or Methodist, or they became Universalists. There was also a Quaker movement, but it kind of died out.
Because the church here, my grandmother would go to it, and they were Universalists.
Only
so
when it was the Universalists.
Yeah, well, 1 week it would be Universalists, so she'd go to it then, and the next week would be Baptist.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
I remember that.
When the church was redone here after... Yeah, I used to go when it was Universalist. And one time the minister came in from Augusta, and he was... There weren't many Universalists left then. And he would come in and preach once a year. And 1 year he preached the same, and his sermons were all written out. He preached the same sermon that he preached the year before. Word for word.
And you remembered it?
I did. Those days I did. Yes. Is your God big enough? Was the sermon. Right.
Wow.
I have a question.
I can tell you parts if you want.
The whole family who moves to North Carolina, why did the one stay?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I'd love to know.
I don't know.
Where the business, his business was here.
Could have been business. Yeah. Could have been
stubbornness.
Could have been his wife was from here, or her husband was from, you know, who
That's
knows.
The interesting thing, why all these families that we have here, where the heck do they come from, and, you know, for the miles they had to travel back
right.
in those days.
Oh, yeah, it took them a week or more to get up here.
Yeah.
From Philadelphia, or even
like
in North Marcy Carolina.
Like Marcy Thompson, they don't make that much a big deal about him. And he was my grandmother's cousin, but he was born in Union. But they sort of got into the business thing, and then.
Well, they traveled mostly by boat.
Yeah.
So all the shipping up and down the coast would facilitate this for all these folk, much more than our highways do now.
Yeah, that's the only way they came up. When they came up from Philadelphia, they'd come up by boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one who didn't go to North Carolina was John Vogler, the third generation. Philip Vogler's son.
Come in.
The mice have returned.
Yes, they have.
Big mice.
Hey, is it Ronnie Mice?
That's Ronnie Mice. My goodness,
I got his bananas for him.
I have not seen Ronnie
Mice. It's not for my appearance, but nails are more important, so.
World traveler.
Good to see you.
Bob's descendant.
Mm-hmm.
Gooey.
I have a picture of, and I should have brought that too, because I can probably bring it and keep it here if you want, but it's a plate with this church on it, and it has Pace and Vogler Reunion on the outside. Or is there one around? Have you?
No.
Because I have it. It's just sitting up on my shelf.
Hmm.
In fact, I think I have two.
Mm-hmm. No, I
know. The one you just showed me in the book.
Yes, the plaque.
No, the reunion in South Hope?
Yes.
Oh.
You're sure that's...
I know.
That's what you said is the Fogler House.
Yeah, that's the Fogler House in Hope.
Yeah.
That's South Hope.
What's not the Willis place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the Monroe place.
Yes.
You pick it up fast, too. You can tell how old people are. It's like with the Willis place, you know.
Yeah.
They kept having grown children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, Ben Fogler. Sent that picture in. Yeah, but I can bring that plate up. In fact, I think I've got two. I may have two.
Pass that around.
This one?
Yeah.
Turn it to the page. I'll start this way. Yeah. This is the house in Hope. And you can't miss it when you go down that road.
Good size, you know.
I wasn't at that reunion.
Why not?
Oh. I wasn't even thought about.
It's pretty impressive.
This is wonderful. Excuse me, I thought I'd leave that with you. That's a little something on the pace inside that other lady.
Oh, okay.
She might enjoy that. If I can give me any information.
Do you want a copy?
No, that's for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, sorry, the writing isn't better. But
no, that's okay. I'll share this with her.
Also, a lot down in Boston.
I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, you know, where the Pacons first came in, our original church in Roxbury, which you don't want to go visit right now. But and there's a place called Belmont. I don't know. Have you heard of Belmont Mass?
No.
That's right. Yeah.
They, it's between Lexington.
So that's a big Pacon community down there.
A big Pacon. They call it like Pacon Congregational Church. So.
Now, are they related to the Pacons here?
Same family.
Nothing to do with Romney. Don't let's not talk about him.
So it is the same family.
Same family.
Well, it's just like if Fogler's migrating down to North Carolina, you know, they're keeping a foothold here.
These folks came in at Ipswich and went down the coast and ended up in Stoughton, and then from Stoughton came up here. Mm-hmm. But they were also connected somehow with the folks in New Ipswich, New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
And Mason, New Hampshire, which is where the Barretts came, who brought the settlers into this area.
Mm-hmm.
So there are all kinds of connections.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. This, I remember, was a church in Roxbury. They used to work in Boston.
Yeah. The first parish in Roxbury. Yeah.
But right, where all the gang wars are now.
Yeah. Well, Barrett, that must have been, because Barrett's Cove in Lake McGunnicum.
That's why I was interested to see that.
That's right. That's where this cottage is. It's right. It's in Barrett's Cove.
Is that our Barrett? Do you have any idea?
Charles Barrett.
And then it was that mountain. What had something to do with the mountain?
Barrett's Hill.
Barrett's Hill, yeah. Where Maiden's Cliff is?
No, that mountain's McGunnicum.
But there was something up there about Barrett's
Hill over here, where we would come up from Union.
But there must be something
there. Maybe a Barrett's Ledge or something like that on the mountain.
Or a trail or something, because we have a, or my sister has it, but it's a wooden sign, like Barrett's Trail, 0.5 miles this way, Maiden's Cliff point, you know, it's one of those, but it's wooden, it's thick, and it's wooden.
One of the old trail signs.
And it was broken in half, and it was just laying on the ground when we were hiking, when we were little kids, and she has it, but it has Barrett on there.
That was a post there.
And then,
Daniel Barrett was at the foot of the hill. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Correct. At the beginning of the beginning of the lake road. Mm-hmm. You know where the toll road runs along the lake, or the old toll road now, the lake highway?
The turnpike.
52.
Turnpike.
Yes, turnpike, yeah.
Right at the Camden end of that was where Daniel Barrett's house was.
Oh, okay. On the lakeside or on the...
No,
well,
the
side. Wow, because that's mountain pretty much right up.
You can see that from your house.
Yes.
Cottage. Mm-hmm. So is that Barrett, our Barrett?
That Barrett was the same family.
Okay. So that's why they named Barrett's Cove Barrett's Cove. That's interesting. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, he's the one who got the crew together to make the road and hired people to tumble rocks off the mountainside into the lake until they made a shelf.
Cut and fill.
Well, roll and fill.
Right.
I wonder if the DEP knows about that. No.
We'll have to go put them all back in place.
I actually have pictures of that road when it was a dirt road. And I found them. I took pictures of pictures, but they have them at the old Conway Museum.
Right.
Yeah.
Do we know whether there was a connection between Ipswich, Mass. and New Ipswich, New Hampshire?
Yes.
And what was the connection?
The connection was a lot of the early settlers of New Ipswich, which came from Ipswich. The Appletons, Hosmer's, I think, came up there from there. I could put a list together. But I think it would be interesting. They came from Concord and Ipswich.
Concord Mass.
Up into New Ipswich, up into Maine.
Do we know that we've never really understood the connection between Concord Mass and New Ipswich? Why Concord?
Because some of the people came from there.
That's the...
For example, the Appletons went from Ipswich to Concord to New Ipswich, back to Concord, to New Ipswich, to Boston, to Maine, and different people in the same generation.
Probably has to do with industry and work, and wouldn't Concord have been a bigger place than Ipswich, maybe? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More settled.
Yeah.
It was the Appletons.
Better farming.
Yeah. Yeah. Industry or farming.
Do people own the Andrews auction, you know, on Route 1 in Northport? You know where the auction house is there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're related to the Cooses. So she knows a lot of history about how people came up here. And you mentioned that area. The Cooses were in Gloucester. How
yes.
Gloucester. Or one near Gloucester. I can't remember that.
At Essex. Marblehead.
Anyway, they were in the Revolutionary War as privateers. They were
probably out of Marblehead.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. Yeah, but it's just interesting. You mentioned those areas. The Andrews people would be a good contact too if anyone wanted to do any research in there. But the general area, and they were privateers, and they'd go out and steal the British ships and bring them in. He did it 13 times. They'd get the British ships, bring it in so people could survive. The 13th time, he got captured by the British, got sent to Nova Scotia. Then they had a prisoner exchange, right? He comes back on the boat from Nova Scotia, and the boat sinks, and he dies.
Oh, wow.
So that's the Coos story for the day. But anyways, it's interesting you mentioned the area. They're all sort of...
When you look at the sort of ethnic composition of Hope, there are a couple of German families. The Ludwigs are another one. They come from Waldeboro, too.
Ludwigs, Eastensees, Supfors, Voglers.
Eastensees are such German?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. From Hesse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're all Hessians, right?
Well, many of them were. Huh. And the recruitment of the folks into Waldeboro by Colonel Waldo was by advertisements in Hesse, which is why so many of them came. They went directly to Hesse, which I think is where the Waldos came from.
Waldo?
Waldo.
No.
Waldo is German.
Yeah.
Abel Natürlich.
Abel Natürlich.
But I thought it was because Waldo figured the British were too wimpy for the winters here.
He could have figured that too.
Right.
But he sold the land in very sweet terms when it wasn't clear.
Right.
He had clear title, and that was all that was cleared.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Gwen has some refreshments perking around the corner.
I do.
And you folks may want to also look around the room. There are pictures, and well, she's here.
And I can tell you who everybody is.
Now, if I have her, can we use a sticky paper?